You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the Pub Panel Podcast. Forgot what it was for a second
Motor
there.
Motor City Sports Talk?
No. This is episode 3. It's been a while since episode 2 because of the holidays. I'm Brian.
Jeez.
Joined by...
Jeff.
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. When was the second one?
That was my first one.
Yeah. I think it was the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we did one before Thanksgiving, then after Thanksgiving, and
Happy
now
New Year.
January. Yeah. And in our time off, though, Mike, great brainstorming with a new feature to start the show. And I think you should start it, but what was the stupidest thing you saw this week?
I think Houghton should start.
All right. Jeff, you start it then.
My bar story?
No, just anything that's weird.
Or it could be a bar story if it happened at the
last
bar.
Last night.
Because Houghton didn't have to work today.
Today.
Oh, is this after you went back to the bar after I left?
After I went back to the bar, we went grabbed some cheese sticks.
Where'd you get cheese sticks from?
Tourlou. Or Tourlou.
So you went over, you left Gusso's to go to Tourlou just for the cheese sticks?
Yeah. Well, we already ate at Gusso's.
Yeah, so we had to.
They couldn't eat there again. Well,
yes, you can. You've done it multiple times.
True. Anywho, lazy left. I went over to Penny Black, did a couple beers. And as I'm walking up the stairs, sitting at the end of the bar is a shirtless man just slamming down beers at the end of the bar.
A very out of shape shirtless man.
Nobody said, like, everybody's just cool with that?
Well, I walked in and I'm like, I knew the bartender. I'm like, what's going on here? He's like, he does this every now and then. Don't worry about it.
But there were people still there, like, eating dinner.
Yeah,
and stuff,
like, around right? This just shirtless dude at the end of the bar?
There's people sitting at tabletops, like, eating. And he's just sitting there, like, man boobs out. Just
what were his dimensions?
What?
What were his dimensions? Like,
extra large?
Like height, weight?
I would say double extra large.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay.
I'll pull it up, but yeah, I was sort of standing outside and looking in. I'm like, should I go in there or should I go back to Gus O'Connor's for the third time?
I would have gone for the third time back to Gus O'Connor's to avoid a...
I was interested, though, so I went in.
That shirtless man at the edge of the bar.
Yeah, so I took a stroll inside to see what was going on.
You should have sat by him.
No.
Was anybody near him?
No. Right, he was by himself.
Let me see a picture. I had to see this, see if I can describe what I'm looking at for the first time.
That's through the door.
Yeah, that's not, you got it. That's not attractive.
That is disgusting.
He is quite pale.
Yeah, for someone that supposedly does this a lot, he does look sort of pale. You think he'd be a little more tan?
That's quite a lot of hair on his. Is that a big Grizzly Adams beard too?
Yeah.
you zoomed in?
Yeah. Trying to see what this tattoo is. I can't tell. It's just like a big block on his arm. But yeah, that's just a big, pale, fat man.
So that was my weird thing. Next.
Is that a Coors Light tall boy?
Yeah, probably.
No, I think it's PBR.
Oh, yeah.
We know who it is. We're just not naming names.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'll leave that one. I'll leave the name out of it. Yeah.
That's fair to leave that out, but I would like to know afterwards. Is he just a local in Rochester? Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does he do this at most places or just apparently Penny Black on Sundays?
This is the first time I've seen it.
I feel like I've seen it once before, but
I
kind of like blacked out, so I don't. I try not to remember.
I don't know if I've ever seen a shirtless man at a bar that wasn't at like.
It wasn't Corey or Brett.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
But at least they're in shape.
Yeah, and also they're not just like sitting around hanging out. It's like a couple of minute thing until somebody tells them to put a shirt back on. But I was going to say outside of like a Vegas resort or something like, you know, like a swim up pool bar type thing. Outside
yeah,
of that.
There's not a pool bar there.
January in Rochester, Michigan's not where I expect to see a shirtless man drinking a beer.
I mean, it was rather warm out. Whoa.
Sound effects.
I think I heard that through your headset. Yeah. Yeah. Sunday fun days.
Yeah. That's, at this point, I'm glad I went home when I did. Glad I missed out on that. I was asleep by about 9:15.
This is about 11.
All right. Lazy?
I don't know if mine's very funny. It's kind of scary. Uh-oh. Concerning, actually. But I've acquired a stalker, so have to be careful what time I go home and check my surroundings because I have a crazy person. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Sending you crazy messages with smiley faces at the end of them.
Yeah.
We'll have this person be nameless as well.
Yeah, we're not going to use her name, but we do know it. And I do recall Jeremy from Gusso's saying hi to her when she walked in and just all of the blood rushed from your face immediately. And it looked like you were about to die.
Yeah.
There's a Reddit thread I like to go to that is Reddit/watch people die inside. If I could have videoed you right then, I would have and put it on that.
Rochester is just not a safe place to drink anymore.
No, it is not. It's getting dangerous out there. Who would have thought? Yeah. Did everything they could to keep people out of Rochester, and this is the type of element of people that are in there now.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. I have two stupid things I've seen.
Owen actually has another one, too. It just happened to us. Well, I guess it could be both of ours.
All right.
Share it.
Have it.
I'm sipping with my beer.
So we, you know, we always stop and eat on the way in. So
Tubby's, yeah.
We went to Arby's tonight.
Did you get the Arbinator?
No.
No.
But we were walking in and there were two single attractive girls eating Arby's together.
Something I've never seen at an Arby's before.
I don't know if I've ever seen an attractive person at an Arby's before.
Well.
We were there.
Stand by my statement.
It was weird. They were probably like, what, mid-20s?
Oh, yeah. Just on a...
In shape, attractive, eating Arby's.
Cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks.
Really? More cheese sticks.
So, yeah. It was weird.
They do have really good cheese sticks.
I mean, they're the only fast food place with cheese sticks, so.
Yeah. McDonald's. Remember McDonald's tried to bring them in?
No.
I never tried them. Yeah, dude.
I don't get why more fast food places
Probably like 5 years ago.
Mozzarella sticks usually only take like a minute and a half to deep fry, so it's really fast.
Yeah, because remember people were complaining they would get them and they'd bite into them and there'd be no cheese. It was just bread.
I was like with my Burger King and they had no chicken. It was just breading.
Was it shaped?
No, it was in the form of a sandwich.
Yeah, circle.
All
right, that's it.
Which Arby's?
The one on Livernois and... Right before, was it between 13 and 14? Or 15 and 14?
By really? The movie theater there?
Yeah.
That one, the one that used to be the Kmart, now is a movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Over in Troy, huh? Very
is that
interesting.
Troy?
Yeah, that's Troy.
Okay.
It's right where Troy turns into Clawson, just south of there. Interesting.
Now I got the Arby's burps.
Sounds like it. You sure that's not the Sierra Nevada burps?
It tastes like Arby's.
But neither of you got the Arbinator.
No.
No.
I think that was a good idea.
It's kind of disappointing.
To eat that before having to sit in here for an hour.
They also have a new sandwich that had like five different meats on it. It had like roast beef, turkey, like chicken? Like chicken strips?
You're running out of things that are meat.
Ham. Did I say that already?
Nope.
Brisket? They have brisket
and
there.
And brisket, I think, yeah.
Well, I mean, at that point, why not put bacon on it, too?
That probably does have bacon. Okay. It was really weird. I'm surprised they're not advertising that yet.
So what'd you have?
I just got a roast beef.
Roast beef.
I got a chicken slider on the side.
Okay, there you go. Everybody says good chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. Their chicken strips are good, too.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Curly fries.
Mm-hmm.
Jamocha shakes.
No, Jamocha shakes.
Is that still your fantasy baseball team name?
Yeah. I won it the first year. I had to keep the name.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
So, all right. What's yours?
The dumbest thing I've seen. Well, I've seen two things. One was yesterday when I was sitting at Ye Olde after I left you guys from O'Connor's. And it's, I think it's $1.50. It's $1.50 burger night there. Got to buy a drink. But the only open bar stool was next to this woman who her and... I don't think it was her husband, but elderly gentleman that she was with. She was probably in her like late 50s, early 60s. Clearly pretty drunk. Every time she'd order another drink, it was because there's a problem with her cup. There's a hole in the bottom of it, and just thought it was
the
funniest thing in the world, and thought the bartender thought it was the funniest thing in the world. The bartenders did not. But she ordered a burger, and when she got it,
she had a hole in her cup. I wasn't listening.
Clearly.
Jesus, man.
Just keep
going. I'm not even answering that. I'm not going to respond to that one. When her burger came, she grabbed the salt and poured it out, and then grabbed the pepper. And I see her like twisting the top off the pepper out of the corner of my eye. Thinking maybe it's just clogged up and nothing's coming out, and she's going to set it down and, you know, tap it a couple times, knock some of the holes loose. No, she sets the cap down and then just tips the thing and pours almost a third of a full pepper shaker. I'm like a 3-inch tall, normal size pepper, like a third of it into her hand. Okay, maybe that was an accident. Maybe she goes to pinch it. I was like, okay, maybe she's going to pinch it, put it on there. Nope, like claw pinched that whole thing onto the burger. I mean, it was good half inch to an inch tall sitting on top of her burger in the middle of it worth of pepper.
She likes pepper.
It's pretty extreme.
That's an extreme amount of, that's not liking pepper. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Are
it's
the burgers there not well seasoned?
They're $1.50 on Sunday. Like you're not getting the greatest thing in the world, but they're perfectly fine and you can add stuff to it for like 50
pepper.
Cents a piece.
Like free
or
pepper.
Or for free, half of a pepper jar apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was gross. I almost sneezed looking at it. And then the other thing that I ran into this morning, got in the elevator at work. I'm on floor 10. Somebody comes in front of me, hits 5. Somebody hits 6. I hit 10. This other girl comes in and hits 12. And somebody else comes in and hits a floor higher than that. We go to 5 and 6, and then we stop at 10. And the girl who is at floor 12 starts to get off. Before she stops in the doorway and like looks around and then turns around to look at me, and I have to say excuse me before she realizes like, oh, this isn't my floor. I wasn't next. Somehow 12 doesn't come before 10. She didn't get how elevators worked at that moment in time.
It's so tricky.
It's early in the morning. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. It happened with two different people at lunchtime. Almost the exact same scenario. I don't remember the exact floors, but somebody who their floor was absolutely not next, and they got off at 10 where I'm at, and I don't understand how people don't understand how elevators work. It goes in numerical order.
Yeah.
It seems like a simple concept to grasp. Apparently not.
Some dude jumped from 12 to 14.
That's fine. But if somebody hits 10, it doesn't go past 10 to get to 14 first and then go back to 10.
Hmm.
It's an inefficient way for an elevator to operate.
I'm pretty sure I've done that before.
Not paying attention, you try to get off. Like, I just assumed it was my floor.
But I feel if I'm taking an elevator every day for work, I would
know what floor you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the dumbest things I saw. So do you want to talk about the famed bar and restaurant Mr. B's that is now officially closed in Rochester, the original Mr. B's? Or after seeing the same commercials over and over and over again during football all weekend long, talk about commercials that you absolutely cannot stand.
Do you have any commercials in mind right top of the head?
I do. I believe Lazy does as well.
All right.
Commercials?
Sure.
We're not going to mention where I work, but I can't stand the Chevy real people, not actors commercials. They never had a good run. This isn't like, oh man, that commercial was funny for a while and it's just,
I don't know. Is it supposed to be funny?
I don't think it's even supposed to be funny. Like, it's just not even like,
they're stupid.
Not obnoxious.
Like, you obviously, these people know why they're there and what they're, so it's like,
you think they've seen the guy by now?
It's like,
if you're in a, like you said, if you're in a building with this dude,
obviously this is all like staged and set up and rehearsed and just dumb.
So I read an article about a guy who was one of those people. He didn't speak in any of the commercials, but he was in it. Like, you could see him in one of the reaction shots one time.
Was it the one where the bear was running after him? Because if somebody put me in a room with a bear, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
It was one of the original
alligators at the bottom of their car.
Yeah. It was one of the original ones from a couple years ago. And he talked about how, like, those were people's reactions just because you're in a huge, empty, dark warehouse, and they suddenly flip on the lights. And these doors go flying up. So the reactions are surprise, not because, oh my God, I didn't know Chevy won these awards. It's just what just happened was a surprising thing. So they're just,
oh my God, a bear.
Yeah. It's more of a, oh my God, all these lights and cars, what the hell just happened sort of reaction. And that's what they use in the commercials. It really is real people and not actors, but it's just an obnoxious premise that I can't believe is still going right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty stupid.
And the ones that were airing this weekend of the, was it the not Ford, not Honda, not Toyota? Oh, yeah. Nope, it was Chevy wins.
Oh, yeah. Who would have guessed?
Yeah. Then who's getting tricked?
My favorite commercials like did a spook on it. So Progressive decided that, oh, we can be funny and make fun of these commercials. And it's somehow worse than the Chevy ones.
It really is. Flo is not a good spokesperson.
No. And the little wiener redheaded guy?
Jamie.
That guy.
Come on, it's Jamie.
Present.
Yeah.
That's from the commercial.
Geico commercials are also very stupid because they're just loud. And every time I fall asleep on the couch, they wake me up. Remember the pig that had the pinwheel?
Oh, just scream? I hated that one.
Yep. God, it was like,
that one came back.
They have so many spokespeople. They have the money with the eyes. They have the pig. They have the gecko.
Who's the money with the eyes?
Look, it's a stack of bills with two eyes on
top
of
it. That was like really old school. That was like one of the first ones.
But they all
brought them back because they're doing the vote for your favorite Geico commercial.
Best of? I'm like, there isn't a best
of.
No,
like they're all terrible.
Yeah.
I saw that pig one today. That was so annoying.
It was the one where the guy's like doing the workout and his lazy boy. It was like one of the newer ones. And like, swear every time it comes on, the volume goes up like 20. And it's just, the song's annoying and it pisses me off. Like, God damn you, Geico.
Geico's got the cavemen too, right?
Yeah. Those are pretty stupid.
And then they're also a hump day camel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where this all started because I actually don't mind the camel.
Yeah. Dewey likes. I like yesterday was like, I like that the camel's back.
They can do anything. Stick with the camel.
Guess what day it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I have the koozie that says that.
Guess what day it is?
Yeah. And then on the other side, it says hump day.
I like that one. The rest of them can fuck off, but that one I'm in on.
I'm trying to think if there's one that
I'm sort of getting tired of the dilly dilly ones by now.
Oh. Sort of. Those also.
By sort of, I mean extremely.
I'm putting those up there with the worst of them. That whole premise of dilly dilly is just awful. Well,
Bud Light has a tendency to overplay every single idea they had. Like they had that dilly dilly, which is old and obnoxious now. Was up guys? They ran that for like 5 years.
I like those guys though.
The Bud or Budweiser frogs. That was like 3 years running. It's like they.
I mean, we're going to run into some other bullshit they got coming as the Super Bowl comes up, but bet you the Clydesdales come back.
Horses.
Yeah. They do definitely run them too long. Yeah. I never got the dilly-dilly thing from the beginning. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and terrible, but even if it was good, it's really played out right now.
A little bit.
But people like walk around in hats that say "Dilly Dilly" on it. Like you're super proud to be a Bud Light fan.
Guarantee you, 100% of the people that wear Dilly Dilly hats voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, so. I mean, again, Venn diagrams that are just a complete circle. People who own Dilly Dilly, Trump supporters.
I think Dilly Dilly people are on their own circle.
Still, Trump supporters. They want that wall.
Mm.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
Can't wait until people are still digging holes under the wall and get into the country.
Just got to build a wall the other way, too, into the ground.
That's going to double the price. And then people are just going to start dying because every bridge they drive over is going to collapse because our infrastructure is so terrible. But hey, we got a wall.
Yeah. We spent billions of dollars on a wall that stopped a problem that didn't exist. And, yeah, meanwhile, cars are flying off the Mackinac Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just high winds, but I hate all bridges, so fuck it.
Mackinac Bridge is scary.
They're all scary, man.
Well, you can see through the Mackinac Bridge when you're driving. It's like
the Zilwaukee Bridge just freaks me out.
The Zilwaukee Bridge is like five different levels of ups
God,
and downs.
I throw up just thinking about that
bridge.
It's not
bridge. Just one up and one down. It's like whoop.
My dad won't even drive over the Mackinac. He makes my mom do it.
I won't drive over any bridge.
There's a couple in... like between Buffalo and Niagara Falls that are like the Mackinac, but narrower.
Mm.
and like the lanes are so tight and everybody's like going like 80 miles an hour next to you.
Sounds fun.
And like you can see over the side too. So you see the water.
Yeah.
You can see through the road. So it's pretty.
That's a little Mackinac when you can see through it.
I just look straight ahead and keep going.
I was riding.
Drive as fast as you can.
As a passenger on the Golden Gate Bridge, and we were stuck in traffic, and we were there for so long, I nearly threw up out of the car because I couldn't handle being on a bridge.
I don't mind them that much. I mean,
they're fucking scary.
Isn't your friend by the bridge that collapsed in Minnesota?
He was.
Yeah.
Your friend bought a bridge?
He was by a bridge. He didn't buy the bridge. Oh, Jesus, he was by it.
Yeah, he lived there at the time. St. Paul.
We should start playing hominins in here then. Buy. Nope, the other one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the commercials you hate?
Yeah.
That was like 2 minutes.
You got any more? Any commercials you hate?
I do hate the M. Taylor one. Where the guy, where they fit in the guy with the jeans.
His jeans look like girl jeans.
Yeah,
his jeans
know.
Are terrible to begin with.
You guys talked about that, but I don't know what that is.
It's like he was wearing women's jeans.
I think he was wearing women's jeans.
Remember that guy that was wearing...
That was another weird thing. Sunday, man.
Gotta go out for Sunday Funday just because that's where we pick up all our weird shit.
There's a guy, the guy walked in the bar. I think he was wearing women's jeans.
Just had this big old butt. Just jeans were just up, pushing it up. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Making my butt look good, obviously.
Unless he just has a giant butt.
He might just have a giant butt. But
is he related to the shirtless guy?
I don't think so. Yeah, that was weird too. But the M. Taylor one, I think he's wearing women's jeans to begin with. And like, then we take all your dimensions and customize these jeans for you. They show a picture of him and then they still look terrible. Like, why would anyone want to buy that? You haven't seen it yet?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
What about the Rock Auto commercials with like the cartoon band that's playing?
Yeah, I mean, there's some like 877 cars for kids.
That's the radio only, though, right?
Is it? Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah.
Maybe YouTube pre-roll or something. I've seen video of it. Yeah, I mean, there's just the usual. Those are the ones that just stand out of just like outwardly obnoxious commercials. Like there are others that suck. Like basically every McDonald's commercial is terrible. But
yeah,
just learn to ignore them.
There's the one where the Christmas one. I think it's a car commercial where Santa lets the puppy in.
Yeah.
And then the door just shuts. Like, did the puppy shut the door?
Yeah. That bothers the shit out of me, too.
The car, when he's in the car?
Yeah, I think it's a Lexus commercial.
So yeah, how the hell did that puppy just shut the door?
This is weird. You know, Santa's fat ass is reaching across and close.
I don't know how that door opened, either. Yeah. Puppy's got skills. That puppy can open and close car doors. Why can't it figure out how to piss on it? So, like, not need to go outside to piss.
We still can't piss in a car.
Yeah, get him a litter box like a cat.
Your car would stink.
You think Santa doesn't smell? That fat bastard.
He might smell.
All right. Even most beer commercials are just obnoxious, but like Dilly Dilly, one that stands out in my mind is the Corona John Gruden, now Tony Romo party coach or whatever that is.
Yep, that's dumb.
And then
That's dumb.
Also the Dr. Pepper, I hurt my grilling hand.
Hey, Dr. Pepper's amazing.
I like Dr. Pepper, but those Fanville
ones are weird.
Brutal. I don't even get what's going on. I'm just confused. And the one guy can't flip with his other hand?
That's his Dr. Pepper hand, damn it. Nice. Eddie George is a doctor.
Is it Eddie George? I think so. That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
I can't remember, though.
Pepsi commercials are always fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're not cool unless you drink Pepsi.
Ice the Kicker
one? Listen to fucking Katy Perry.
Ron, oh my God,
dude. That is terrible.
Did you see they matched that commercial up with the Bears kicker?
Hey, that ball was at least tipped.
Dude, if I was Ron Rivera, I'd be like, good God, what did I do?
If I'm Ron Rivera, I'm doing that too. That's a crap load of money. He's going to lose his job as a head coach pretty soon.
He probably loves Pepsi.
Honestly, Pepsi can probably pay me $1 million to be in that commercial. I would be down with that too.
If I had to drink Pepsi, though, I wouldn't do it. It's disgusting.
I like Pepsi. If it's warm, I'll take Pepsi over Coke.
What?
Why are you drinking warm pop, dude?
I don't know. The cans are sitting out. And you're like, what?
Then you just throw it out.
I just put an ice on it, but I like Coke more than Pepsi.
Who's had a Pepsi challenge with warm versions of them?
Mike will lie and tell you he has.
It's one of my greatest lies of all time.
Taking the Pepsi challenge.
That was the whole lie.
I know.
And I could tell the difference between the two, but I never did. It's a very dumb thing to lie about, but...
It's extremely dumb to lie about.
It's also extremely dumb to be comparing warm Coke to warm Pepsi.
Well, I didn't say it was warm.
No, I'm that talking about the lie. Him, not you.
I like Coke better, but if they're both warm, I'll take a Pepsi.
It's just a weird thing.
I would take neither because I'm not drinking warm pop.
Yeah. I'm just out on pop.
Whatever.
Yeah. You had like four Cokes at Gusso's yesterday.
I had two Cokes and a mimosa.
Because the orange juice is better. That's right. So.
Did you put orange juice on it?
A splash. I got it so I could get the meat and cheese stick.
Should have put pear juice in it.
I did last time.
So that was because you're incredibly hungover from the previous night, which was the last night of Mr. B's Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
After, what was it, like 40-some years? 44 years? Something like that?
40 on the dot.
Oh, 40 on the dot? 40 years, it's finally closing. The last three or four of them, apparently, they might as well have been closed because nobody would go in.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah. The pizza was still good.
Pizza was great.
The app combo was still good.
App combo was always good.
And the season fries were still good.
The ranch.
Good ranch.
Fuck ranch. Apparently, rest of the experience was not good, though.
No.
They had a good run.
Yeah.
It 40 seems... years. Well, about 37.
Spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A lot of time.
I spent a lot of time there.
A lot of food, Miller Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
Convinced them to start stocking Fireball back in, what, like 2009?
I might have been seven.
Seven?
Invented a few few drinks and shots there.
Yeah.
Never got out on the menu.
No.
A few of you dated and or married some waitresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big part of our lives.
It's true.
One marriage.
A few girlfriends.
Two living togethers. Bunch of dates.
Yeah. Couple flings.
One kid.
Makeout sessions behind the art truck.
In the cooler.
In the cooler.
Behind the dumpster?
No. I don't think so.
Possibly.
On the roof.
Rooftop for sure. Remember we talk about if we could jump from the roof to the power line?
Yeah. A lot of discussions about that.
Keith Pohl's like, oh, I could do it easily. Like, no, you couldn't.
Remember the one guy actually did jump off the roof?
Wait, what?
He like broke both wrists and his ankles or something?
I think that was Bible Thumper's husband.
Was it? So to answer the question, no, you cannot jump from the roof and grab onto the cable.
Well, he wasn't, should you actually try?
He wasn't the most athletic
man,
or isn't the most athletic man. But yeah, it was a fun night. It was, well, the last two nights, I guess we were there, and it was kind of like the old days.
Reunion.
Where it was, you know, ran into every
regular that was visited there the last 20 years.
A guy we used to refer to as 50-year-old Reichenbach, who I think we now have to update to at least 60-year-old Reichenbach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there. Do you guys even know him? Other than that?
He's 50-year-old Reichenbach.
Gotta be 60 now. Because we started that about 10 years ago.
I know his name's Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah, that's right.
Call him Kenny versus Spenny.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
But yeah, it was a pretty crazy night. Me and Hunt got caught stealing beers out of the walk-in cooler. People started smoking cigs at like 1:30 inside.
Yeah, I mean, you guys caught stealing beers out of the cooler. They just told you to leave the cooler. It's not like it was a huge deal that you guys got in trouble for, and you still had some in your pocket.
Yes, which they did not take from me.
Yeah.
Slamming Bud Light Limes and Mick Ultralights because that's all they had left in stock.
Yeah. That's, I mean, they were running out. When we originally...
They were running out Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when did we leave? We left at, what, like 6 to go over to O'Connor's?
Yeah.
6 or 6:30? Early?
That was later than that.
I don't think so. I think I left O'Connor's at like 7:45.
Mm.
So.
That was in between probably 4 and 8. The one we left for the first time.
Well, I was at O'Connor's for at least an hour, and P. Joseph met us up there at O'Connor's. So, yeah, let's call it 7. And even at that point in time, they basically had run out of everything. You just had to order the style of beer you wanted. So, like, can I get the Two Hearted? It's not Two Hearted. And nobody knew what it was, except it was an IPA. They just weren't sure what.
I think the last Two Hearted I got was not an IPA.
Oh, really?
It was like a Bush Light or something.
Hey, don't knock Bush Light.
They just went to the BP and got one keg of Bush Light.
They could have.
Yeah, they sell kegs there?
I'll never go to the Quick Pick. I'm sure they could have gotten a keg
Quick Pick sells kegs either.
It's on their sign.
A picture of a keg is on their sign?
The word keg is on their sign.
Okay.
I'm sure. What else is on it?
Quick Pick.
Take Lotto.
Lotto.
Kegs, cigarettes.
ATM, Lotto.
Yeah, the usuals. I guess swear keg.
Warm Pepsi.
Warm Pepsi, for those of you who like it better than warm Coke. It's a really oddly specific sign.
Remember that one day when the cooler broke, so everything was warm in there?
At Quick Pick?
Quick Pick?
Yeah. I went in to get, I think you had been in there earlier.
I probably got a warm Pepsi.
You probably did. And then I went to like grab a Coke or something, because I think I was getting a sub from Penn Station. I was like,
it's like warm. I want
room.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
This is like room temp. He's like, oh yeah, the coolers are broken. I'm like, all right, see ya.
You didn't get it?
No.
I wouldn't have.
Hmm.
I stand with Mike on this one. You would have
I went to like BP or something and got one.
I was taking it home and put ice on it.
No, because it'd already been fucking cold, so it's probably like poo flat.
All right.
I got nothing.
Is poo flat?
If you step on it. Oh, speaking, that's another thing that happened Sunday. Sunday fun days.
You stepped on some poo?
No. I was walking back to meet you at Gusso's after the first time. I was walking on the sidewalk, and there was like poop steps along the
side. Oh, man.
Like, I think someone's dog took a shit, didn't pick it up. I think someone else stepped in it. There's just, like, poo splattered, like, for, like, a good, like, 10, 15 feet down the sidewalk.
Nice.
Did you ask Pat if it was him?
If he pooped?
Yeah, if he pooped and walked in it.
Else, he said that his favorite Bee's memory is when he pooped his pants there and had his brother drive him up a new pair.
Yes. I assume he was one of the ones at 1:30 lighting up.
Remember one? Yes.
Because he told me at like 5 o'clock that that's what he was going to do.
Yeah. I remember there was something that happened this weekend with there was some money on the ground and some guy went to pick it up. And he was
it a poo dollar?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, well, easy. That might be a poo dollar. And he like immediately like ripped back and was like, what?
Was it an old man in rain boots and going, oh, you almost got it.
No.
Wasn't that a Geico commercial, too? Or...
No, I don't, isn't, maybe.
I have no idea.
But yeah, so.
Have you seen that one before?
No.
Then the guy proceeded to carefully pick it up and make sure there wasn't poop on it.
Was it $1?
Yeah.
Man, not worth it.
I think he might even ask me, like, is this yours? Like, why don't you pick it up? And I'm like, because it's probably a dollar.
Yeah. Was that at Bee's?
I think it was outside of Penny Black.
You never trust money on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Outside.
On the ground.
No, you just assume somebody's trying to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that because we used to do that in college all the time.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that outside of our house.
We'd take the dog poop and put it on a dollar and set it across the dorm stairs. And then when somebody tried to pick it up, like 20 of us would yell, "Poo dollar!" Embarrass some girl's dad as he's moving her into the dorms.
No, we used to just put Foster's poop on the sidewalk and put like some grass over top of us so nobody could see it. And then like one time this guy like actually slipped and fell in
in the poop.
Wouldn't you wonder why there's a patch of grass on the sidewalk though?
I don't know.
Like a leaf, like a well thought out plan.
We put like a leaf or something over it, and Foster. How's that not a well-thought-out plan?
Foster must have had some small poops.
Yeah.
We would just, like, smear the leaf and then put it on the sidewalk for people to step on.
Did the guy sue you?
No.
Because he should have.
How do you... He didn't, like, say, like, oh.
Oh, poo leaf.
We all just kind of, like, sat there and we're like, oh, shit.
Were you guys just inside watching Slam Ball?
No. I didn't watch Slam Ball.
Your roommate blog for it?
Shaughnessy wasn't my roommate, but yes. So. So he was a big fan of Slam Ball. This is weird because he doesn't like any other sports, but for some reason, Slam Ball just spoke to him.
Basketball and trampolines, man. What's not to like?
I don't know how that didn't last.
Really thought I was going to take off. Like professional cornhole.
Oh, have you ever watched that on ESPN 2 or 3 or 4?
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is. They have like college teams now.
And one of the ESPN. That's how terrible ESPN has become.
Boof. I mean, I saw them doing that professional axe throwing the other night. And I mean, I guess I don't know how professional it was, but axe throwing was on. I thought at first it was simply because we were at the hub where they have axe throwing. And then I realized, no, that was just live on ESPN 2.
Yeah.
I thought they just bought like a...
axe throwing channel?
Yeah, just no, an axe throwing DVD and just had it always on. It came free with a Girls Gone Wild DVD from 1999. So that's how B's closed. We meandered well off topic for a little while there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're trying to figure out poo flat.
Oh, yeah.
Is poo flat? Also, is that a thing that if, like, a sealed Coke gets warm, it's now suddenly going to be flat?
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think that's a thing.
I mean, I'm sure it tastes, it changes the flavor profile.
I really don't think so. I mean, this is a Seinfeld episode where the ice cream melts and Kramer tries to argue that it changes the chemical makeup and in no way does it whatsoever. I feel that, no, if you just put it on ice, it would have been perfectly fine.
Should probably get a chemist in here.
I don't know if we need a chemist or just a warm Coke. Like, just let's... Just,
yeah, we can do the own...
Yeah, just buy a Coke and let it get warm and then open it. Does it still make the noise?
Like, didn't it, like...
That's the noise of you buying an entire Coke.
Like, I'm just saying, like, then to get it cold again, something's going to go on there that I'm not going to like.
I think you invented that. I don't think that's a thing.
Well, we can easily find this out.
Yeah, this is not a long test. I don't even think we need a control in this test. We just need to try it once.
I don't have time for this. I can do Pepsi Coke challenges, but I don't do...
No, you can't.
Yeah, you never have.
You fucking liar.
Well.
I did the Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light challenge at B's.
That's not that hard because Bud Light's disgusting. Well, I was very easily able to identify.
Yeah. That was one of like the nights at B's were like no one was there and I can't remember who was bartending. Like, hey, you want to... Let's play a game. Okay. Like, figure out what one was what. I'm like, Miller, Coors, Bud Light. Like, yep.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, well, that game ended fast. Remember when Joe got the...
Let's play trivia there. And
Miller Light float.
Yep, that was another drink. Made Miller Light with the square block of ice cream in it.
Yeah.
Jamaican bomb.
Yeah, the Jamaican bomb.
Yeah, that's right. We'd play Trivial Pursuit upstairs on the deck.
Whoever lost... some disgusting shot that someone else had to make up.
No, whoever won got to pick the disgusting shot that everybody else did. So that was also usually on a Sunday.
Some of those were like whiskey and milk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hot sauce and gin. It's like, you don't want to lose.
Barf.
I think one time somebody was...
The moops.
Somebody put a... I think Allison put a dead bee in somebody's shot one time.
That sounds dangerous.
I think he actually asked for it because he was like, what's the most ridiculous thing I can do? So he's putting dead bees in his drink.
Ah, memories.
Good times.
Well, it'll be open in 3 months with a new name. What is it? City Grill or something?
City Tavern?
City Tavern. No. They got a lot of walls to knock down, a lot of smoke scent to get rid of. Because, I mean, that's the thing that impresses me most. every other bar in this goddamn state has managed to air it out enough that the smoke, it doesn't smell like smoke when you go in there anymore. Not Bees in Rochester. You walk in there, it still hits you in the face like people were just smoking there 5 minutes ago. It is disgusting.
I think keep those memories.
This Penny Black still kind of stinks.
No. I walked through there. What, Mary and I walked through there briefly on New
or not
Year's
Penny
Eve.
Black. Sorry, Johnny Black's.
Oh, Johnny Black's?
You think? No.
No, they have those big windows. I wouldn't think so. Oh, God, I haven't been there in a couple of years, but I haven't been there since we stopped playing hockey in Rochester and moved to Troy.
I haven't been there in a while.
Mm. Not missing much. Unless you want to wait 35 minutes for a beer. If so, that's your place. Do you want to order food and it take 35 minutes? And by the time it shows up to you, it's cold? Johnny Black's.
You have some bad experiences there.
Just a couple.
Food's always been all right.
The menu's fine.
Yeah.
The food. Oh, I've had nothing but terrible service there, and the food always takes forever and is cold, so it just means nobody was paying attention.
Oh, I haven't had any problems there.
No. It's not good.
That's where the old guy gave Lazy Night hugs and told us how much he was proud of us.
Was that after he thought you were the inventor of soda water?
Yeah, he didn't know what soda water was.
And so you told him what soda water was and thought you invented it.
He's like, soda water? What is this? Never had it before.
Because what was the story? He was
drinking vodka.
Vodka
tonics.
Because he was done with pop.
Well, he was trying to lose weight and take on a diet. And we're like, do you know how much sugar tonic water has in? He's like, it does? Like, well, what else can I mix it with? I'm like, have you tried soda water? He's like, what the hell is soda water? I'm like, oh, my God.
And this guy was in his, 60s, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was an older guy. And the other night, he was giving us hugs and telling us how he's proud of us. And
then he left. Then he left to go. How do you know what tonic water is and not what soda water is?
And the other night, he left to go babysit his grandson. So hopefully that ended well.
I wonder if he went home and told his grandson that he just met the inventor of soda water.
We didn't tell him we invented it.
Did you know that there's water that's bubbly? It's crazy.
It's called soda water.
No. So do you guys want to talk about this crazy dude on the Mayflower or Trevor Bauer / Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and people being mad online?
Let's talk about Trevor Bauer because I don't know anything about it.
All right.
I don't hear about it.
So this started with
Bauer outage.
Yeah.
Bauer
so this
outage.
Started with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and
It involves this.
I combined them because it's about people being mad online.
Oh, all right,
and just like people just not being able to let shit go online because I don't know why.
Because they're safe, because nobody knows who they are, and they can just bitch.
Except apparently when you're Trevor Bauer. So so it started with AOC and the dancing video that was released last week where whoever on the GOP side snipped together a silly meme video from about 2010, I believe, of her in a Breakfast Club-style dancing video, which was honestly pretty stupid. But I mean, it was harmless fun with some friends. Like, who cares? It was really dumb. Like, made no sense. It doesn't matter. And she's just in a Boston University sweatshirt and like five times in the video is randomly dancing. And they, for some reason, thought that
that's crazy.
A couple of Republican writers, operatives, strategists thought that that was going to make her seem so unqualified for her current position that all of her points are going to become invalid.
Oh my God, she dances.
Forgetting that the current face of their party is a fat, out of shape old man who only eats KFC and probably listens to William Devane and buys fucking silver and gold for his future.
KFC is good.
What's that?
I said KFC is good.
I wouldn't know. I've never had it.
This should have been the topic.
Yeah.
Oh. Never had KFC.
You've
in my
never had what? KFC?
Now that's a lie.
In my entire life, I've never had KFC.
Are you kidding?
No, I swear to God.
Why? How?
Nothing from there ever?
No, nothing ever.
How is that possible?
It's really not that hard to not eat there. You simply just don't go.
Yeah, but I feel like growing up, like your family, like
someone had to have had it around you at some point.
Nope.
Have you ever been into a KFC?
Nope.
Have you been into a KFC / Long John Silver's?
I take that back. I've been to, isn't there Taco Bell KFCs? I think I've been to those. I think
it's Taco Bell Pizza Huts.
I know. Those are fucking awesome. I love those.
Tacos and breadsticks?
Yeah.
There's a Taco Bell KFC because there was one by my house in Ohio.
Yeah. I've tangentially been near them, but I've never eaten absolutely anything from them whatsoever. I mean, at one point in time, it just turned into a, I'm never going to do it. It's probably in my mid-20s. I was like, well, I've never done it in my entire life. I might as well just keep it going.
Like, Houghton, never been to a Hooters?
I've never been to a Hooters.
Yeah, I'm missing shit. No,
that's what I heard.
It's terrible. Really stupid. Their food sucks.
Yeah.
And I was never been into a Tim Hortons until Mosseri ruined that.
Did you actually get something?
Yeah, he got me a breakfast sandwich.
They're perfectly fine. Did you ever see the video of that? We talked about this on the last podcast, the old podcast, but the lady who took a dump in the Tim Hortons in Canada and then threw it behind the counter.
Yeah.
Sorry. A lot of poop talk still. That was the carryover from the old podcast, since we're still talking about poop a lot. All right, back to being mad online. Anyway, so the Republicans thought this was... How did we get onto KFC?
You said Trump likes KFC.
I did,
yeah. You said you've never been to one, and you're a weirdo for never been to one.
Fair. So, being mad online, people were obviously getting quite upset that literally the response was her posting another video of her dancing, but her dancing her way into Congress. And there were a lot of, I mean, Ben Shapiro is a guy whose name comes to mind, but a lot of Fox News type people, a lot of super MAGA people are just so angry about her, and they just can't let it go. Everything that she does, anything she says, they just flip out about and can't let go. And that's what I want to talk about. It's just like, first of all, who thought that video was going to do anything other than probably make some people be like, oh, look at how normal of a person she is. 8 years ago, she was in college having fun shooting a silly video with her friend. It just normalized her even more so. It beyond backfired, but the people getting angry online. So that's what happened with Trevor Bauer between yesterday and today. He tweeted something about Alex Bregman. Something derogatory. I don't even know what it was. And some girl who appears to be in maybe her late teens, maybe early 20s, I don't know, quote tweeted him with, "This, I don't know who he is, but he's now my least favorite athlete ever." This sent Trevor Bauer off.
Isn't the whole, I thought the whole Bregman thing was they were just dicking around. Like
he might be, but she still quote tweeted him with that. Like, this is my least favorite player ever now. She's from Houston apparently and loves Bregman.
Yeah.
Whatever. She's like a fucking 18-year-old girl. Who cares? Has like 110 followers on Twitter. Not a big deal. He spent the next 24 hours losing his shit at her. He went through her timeline history, tried to grab stuff and screenshot it and post it and just on and on and on. And she would just randomly jump in and be like, you have mentioned me in 12 consecutive tweets. Can you leave me alone? Like, I wish no ill will towards you. Just go Stros, move on. Like, just... And he just, and his response is always, just because you're getting owned online, just because you can't, and it's just like, he's just melting down. And that's what he consistently does. He is just a lunatic on Twitter. I mean, that's what Trump is too. They can't control themselves and just lose it. And being mad online is just such a ridiculous thing.
Yeah. Why do you care what some 18-year-old in Houston thinks about you?
No, you're making millions of dollars as an athlete and you're worried about,
beyond the dumb stuff that Trevor Bauer has done, like scraping half his finger off with a fucking drone and constant, like he's basically modern day Curt Schilling. Well, active player Curt Schilling, I guess, with his political views and always out there and being Mr. Right Wing guy. He had an incredible season. He is actually a good pitcher. It's really fucked up that he spends this much time. So one of her last tweets to him, because she ended up blocking him and then unblocked him, was like, seriously, it was up to like 40 times he had mentioned her.
It's a little much.
In 24 hours. So she's finally like, can you just go live your life? And his response is like, I am living my life. I'm currently in Puerto Rico. I'm reading all of your dumb tweets to all the people. It was like a baseball camp where like him and a couple other major leaguers were there. He's like, we're riding in a Jeep and your dumb tweets were the highlight of our day as I read them to people. Has anybody ever read you 40 to 50 tweets and you were just like, yes, please keep reading these to me?
I don't think anyone's ever read me a tweet.
I mean, I don't think you... people really need, if it's reading you a tweet, it should be a single tweet, which is 140 characters, like 10 words, and that's it.
Yeah, if somebody was reading me the tweets of an 18-year-old girl, I'd be like, from Houston, please stop.
Yeah, no major leaguer was like,
I have a Pepsi Coke challenge I need to go do. Yeah.
Please, Trevor Bauer, please keep reading me this girl's tweets where she's telling you to stop tweeting at her. Please keep it going. No one did it. And it's just people getting so mad on these things. It's...
yeah.
It blows my mind. It's even, speaking of Alex Bregman, like, I think 2 years ago, some kid mentioned trading, I think it was trading Bregman for Sale. Because I don't think Boston was going to make the playoffs, but Houston was going to make the playoffs and need another pitcher or something like that. And Bregman ended up DMing him on Twitter and calling, like, just making fun of him, calling him a punk and whatnot. And so the kid screenshots it and posts it. And he's like, dude, chill out. Who's search? Because he didn't even like at him. He just like wrote Alex Bregman. He's like, why are you at 3 a.m. after a game searching for your own name on Twitter to fight with a high school kid?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, that's the age of sports these days. Like LeBron always doing that shit. Like
Kevin Durant and his fake accounts.
They all just can't like stay offline. It's like, dude, you guys like should be practicing, working out. Like, if you're not, if you have free time, you should be like, I don't know,
tweeting at high schoolers.
Yeah.
Do you know the only thing LeBron James should be doing on his Instagram is not actually interacting with people? It's posting videos either because they're paid, because every time he Instagrams about a product, he's going to earn probably between $1 and $2 million. So yeah, whatever. Go earn some goddamn money. Who cares? Or if there's a cause you actually truly care about, do that. End of shit you need to be doing online. You do not need to be reading what people are talking about you.
Nope.
People are going to do it just to try to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Just to get a reaction.
Or you're a, you know, teenage girl in Houston who just likes Alex Bregman and doesn't like Trevor Bauer. And she deserved 40 ats from Trevor Bauer about what an awful human she is and how she lost it on, or she lost the Twitter war with him that she wasn't in.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Is he going to get traded, by the way?
I have no idea. I would be shocked. There's no way they keep all of those pitchers.
When were they trying to do like a package deal for him and Kluber to...
It'd be crazy Dodgers? If they traded him and Kluber. Tigers need to get out on that. Get Castellanos in there.
What, Castellanos for Kluber?
No, Castellanos to Cleveland. So send Castellanos to LA, and then LA can send Castellanos to Cleveland. They need him. And who cares? We're not going to compete in the next 2 years, so who cares? Cleveland's half ripping it down anyways. Fine, have Castellanos for a year.
Yeah, I don't get why they're doing that, but... nobody else in the division's any good.
Nope. Well, because they can't compete with the Yankees or Red Sox anyways.
Yeah.
Any parting thoughts? Just blank stares. That was fantastic.
We got off topic so many times.
I always went back to poop.
Yeah, we managed to mention poop about 40 times.
Lots of fast food talk.
Yeah.
Still blows my mind you've been at KFC.
I don't know. That shirtless dude blows my mind.
What?
That shirtless dude blows my mind. That guy was gross.
We should bring Dewey some chicken tenders.
Yeah, will you eat some?
No.
But well, the mashed potatoes and gravy.
He doesn't like gravy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't eat gravy. It's just all fat, that. Man.
Delicious fat.
You all right?
No.
It's a warm Coke?
We won't tell him where the chicken fingers are from.
Well, you need a chicken finger challenge.
I'll take Arby's chicken fingers.
You won't know.
They're pretty good.
Let's sneak in the
KFC. Give me some Arby's sauce.
On the chicken finger?
Yeah. Arby's sauce is just like a barbecue sauce.
That part's not that weird.
That's kind of weird.
Whatever.
Yeah, my parting thought is try KFC.
No. Mike, anything?
Just start eating gravy. It's delicious.
No. You're going to stop drinking crappy Mexican beer?
No.
Crappy Jamaican beer?
Mm-mm.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Great episode. Nice episode 3. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Bye.